How to breadboard ESP32. WROOM32D, from idea to working prototype. For anyone stepping into electronics development, learning to breadboard an ESP32WROOM32D is often the first big leap, from a fuzzy concept to something that actually runs. Among the sea of microcontrollers, the ESP32 stands out for its combination of strong processing power, built-in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and low energy use. Pair it with a simple breadboard, and you get a flexible playground to test, tweak, and validate ideas without the cost or delay of making a custom PCB. But making these two work together isn't just plug and play. You'll face challenges like pin spacing, power management, and programming connections. So, let's break it down into something you can actually build and understand. Why use the ESP32WROOM32D on a breadboard? The breadboard setup offers one huge advantage: instant feedback. Imagine you're building a small environmental monitor. You connect a sensor and LED with jumper wires, upload a few lines of code, and instantly see the result. Something off? Swap a sensor or tweak a parameter and re-upload. No soldering, no redesigns, just fast iteration. This flexibility turns the breadboard into an idea testing lab, the ideal starting point for IoT prototyping. What can you do with an ESP32 on a breadboard? Code testing. Made easy. You can upload any sketch, example, or custom and instantly see how it behaves. Debugging becomes visual and quick. Connect multiple devices. The ESP32's GPIO pins let you hook up sensors, motors, and LEDs simultaneously. You can gather, analyze, and respond to real-world data, all in one setup. Wireless communication. With built-in Wi-Fi, you can send sensor data to cloud platforms like Alibaba Cloud or Blink, or even control devices remotely through a mobile app. Hands-on learning. Building with the ESP32 this way teaches both hardware and software fundamentals. You're literally wiring and coding the logic that makes IoT work. Higher project success rate. Testing your ideas here means fewer errors later. You catch issues early before moving to a permanent circuit, saving time and money. What exactly is the ESP32WROOM32D? It's a dual-core microcontroller module with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth 4.2, powered by the ESP32-D0WD chip. Here's what makes it special. Adjustable CPU from 80 to 240 MHz. 4 to 16 MB flash memory. Ultra-low power mode with only 5 microamperes sleep current. Rich I/O support, PWM, ADC, DAC, GPIO, and more. Ideal for battery-powered and IoT devices. Why breadboarding? It is tricky. Pin spacing. The ESP32 module doesn't fit standard 2.54mm breadboards. You'll need an adapter or breakout board. Power sensitivity. It only takes 3.3 volts. Feed it 5 volts, and you'll likely fry it. No built-in USB. You'll need an external USB to serial converter, like CP2102 or FTDI. Soldering required. Before you can breadboard it, the module has to be soldered to the breakout board. So yes, some patience and precision are required before the magic happens. Step by step, how to breadboard the ESP32WR00M32D. Step 1. Gather components. You'll need ESP32WR00M32D module, breakout board, breadboard, jumper wires, CP2102/FTDI adapter, AMS11173.3-volt regulator, 10 microfarad and 0.1 microfarad capacitors, and reset/start buttons. Tip: buy a breakout board that already includes the voltage regulator and USB to serial interface. It saves a ton of time. Step 2. Solder the module. Attach the ESP32 to the breakout board using a fine tip soldering iron. Then solder 2.54 mm headers so it can fit into your breadboard. Step 3. Insert the module. Plug the module into the breadboard with enough space on both sides for wiring. Step 4. Power it properly. Use the AMS1117 regulator to bring 5-volt USB input down to a stable 3.3-volt output. Add capacitors between V, CC, and GND to smooth voltage noise. Step 5. Connect the USB to serial adapter. Wire TX to RX, RX to TX, and connect GND. You can add a button between GPIO0 and GND for flashing mode. Step 6. Program it. In Arduino IDE, select ESP32 Dev Module, choose the correct COM port, and upload test code, like blinking an LED on GPIO2. If it blinks, you've officially joined the ESP32 club. Breadboard versus DevKit. What's the difference? Size and integration. Breadboard builds are compact but require extra work. The DevKit is larger but ready to go, with built-in USB and power regulation. Ease of use. Breadboards require adapters and soldering. The DevKit is plug-and-play. Power supply. Breadboards need an external 3.3-volt regulator. The DevKit handles that internally. Skill level. Breadboards test your patience and soldering skills. DevKits get you running faster. Bottom line, breadboards cost less, but take more time. DevKits cost a bit more, but save setup effort. Real projects you can build. A low-power Wi-Fi sensor for long-term environmental data logging. A Bluetooth wearable that connects to your phone. An MQTT/HTTP IoT node for cloud integration. A Wi-Fi smart home controller for remote automation. Once you've mastered the breadboard version, turning these into real products becomes straightforward. Pro tips and best practices. Keep the datasheet handy. Always check voltage and current specs. Overvoltage kills modules. Stabilize your power. Pair 10 microfarad electrolytic and 0.1 microfarad ceramic capacitors to reduce noise. Use logic level converters. When interfacing with 5-volt circuits, use TXS0108 or similar chips to avoid burning GPIOs. Short, neat wiring. Keep connections short, especially SPI and I2C lines, to avoid interference. From breadboard to PCB. Once your design works, move it to a solid board for stability and durability. Final thoughts. When you finally see that ESP32 blinking or sending data wirelessly, you'll realize this isn't just a hardware setup. It's the bridge between imagination and reality. That little breadboard in front of you is where innovation starts. It's where your first IoT experiment could grow into something much bigger, maybe a product, maybe a tool that helps people, or maybe just a really cool personal project. Mastering the Breadboard ESP32WROOM32D means mastering the foundation of modern IoT creation. From here, you can turn ideas into real working devices quickly, cheaply, and confidently.